next week is going to be Pesach Sheni, so we can't give a shiur about Pesach Sheni because it's going to be itself and we're going to miss the whole day. So this week we'll give a shiur in preparation of Pesach Sheni, so when it comes, we'll have a greater appreciation of the Minhagim and the things that we do or don't do on the second Pesach. So the Torah says in Bamidbar and Perek Tes Aber al Bnei Yisrael, Laymor, tell Bnei Yisrael, saying, Yishishki yeh tamei lenefesh obederach hachok alachem, someone who is tamei, someone who is too far away, Oludor Oseichem v'asar Pesach Hashem, they're unable to make the Korban Pesach in its proper time in Nisan. So as we all know, they have a makeup period a month later. In Iyar, B'chodesh Hashem v'arba asar yom, on the 14th, they will bring the Korban Pesach and then eat it on the night of the 15th. So you offer on the 14th and eat it on the night of the 15th. Yasu oso al matzah sumorim yochluhu. On matzah and with mor you shall eat it. That pasuk should be familiar, and we'll turn to why this pasuk that we know so well from Pesach Seder is applied by Pesach Sheni and not by regular Pesach. That's a question all on its own. The Gemara in Chulin is aware, besides the fact that the halachos of Pesach Sheni, which are discussed in Maseches Psachim, but the Gemara in Chulin, Kufchav Tesam and Beis, in discussing times which we give hesped or we don't give eulogies. So the Gemara says here, Kasuv Megillas Tainus, Pischa Ze'ira Lo Lemispid, the small Pesach, Pesach Sheni, the one that comes later on, we don't give hespedim on this day. So we already find it's mentioned earlier in the Gemara as well. Why did the Kaddish Baruch Hu choose to have the day of Pesach Sheni a month later? Why not do it the next week, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks, 2 months? What's the connection? So Rav Yaakov Emden writes in his Siddur by Chodesh Iyar, he says he had a gilui min hashamayim, some sort of nevuah occurs to Rav Yaakov Emden, and he says this was the last day they had matzah after leaving Mitzrayim. And therefore, this is the day the matzah ran out because the man began to fall on the next day. And this is the last day connected to the experience of leaving Mitzrayim, the last taste of the matzah they made. And therefore, this is why it was dedicated on that day, because that was the end of the matzah they would have had from leaving Mitzrayim. Writes the Chidah in the Morah Be'etzpa over here in Pereches Os Reish Chav Beis, Yar Be'besimcha B'yom Pesach Sheni, Ki Kadosh Hayom, you should increase your rejoicing on Pesach Sheni because it is a holy day and it is a special day, even though we may not treat it that way. The Kaf HaChaim writes in Tavchav Tes that we should learn Hilchos and Gemaras connected to Pesach Sheni on Pesach Sheni. You should have some sort of limud in reflecting on what Pesach Sheni is about when you get to the 14th or the 15th of Iyar. And he quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph over here, that says, Hey, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Mishun Rabbi Shimon ben Chanina, Kol HaKorei Pasuk Bizman, whoever reads about the Pasuk according to that time period that halach and that pasuk corresponds to, may be tolol olam, brings goodness to the world, shenamar v'davar b'ito matov. Talking about something in its time, how goodly is that? So it's appropriate on Purim to talk about the laws of Purim, and it's appropriate on Pesach Sheni to talk about the laws of Pesach Sheni, so says the Kaf HaChaim. So we see already within the Achronim there's a discussion about this is not just a blip on the calendar, but some sort of attention should be paid to the second Pesach. What do we know Pesach Sheni most famously for? We all really care about Tachanun, right? That's really what we all care about at the end of the day. Do we say Tachanun or don't say Tachanun? And what's the parameters when it comes to Pesach Sheni? So the first mentions about Tachanun and Pesach Sheni are just in the commentaries right after the Shulchan Aruch and the tour have been printed. So the Mari Kash, in his notes on the tour, and also the Knesset HaGadol, in his notes on the tour, both say that we don't recite Tachanun on Pesach Sheni, and this is repeated by the Pri Chadosh, and the Shari Ephraim, and the Siddur of the Baal HaTanya, and all of these people saying that Pesach Sheni has an aspect of Simchas Hayom, there's something special to the day, and therefore we don't say Tachanun, as we know, on days where there's an extra level of rejoicing. The Aruch HaShulchan here in this siman in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Lamed Aleph in Sif Beis is very confused. Look what he writes over here. He says, "Upesach Sheni lo chashvu v'upela." How come the Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell us that we should skip Tachanun on Pesach Sheni? Uminag of Svardim shall be polbo, and the Minag of Svardim, we've already quoted two Svardi Gedola, the Knesset HaGedola and the Mari Kash, already said that in their countries they did not say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. So ask the Aruch HaShulchan, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch say anything? And he leaves it as a tzarech iyun. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur and the Shari Ephraim explain that we see from the Megillas Tainus that we quoted in Chulin, that it's treated like a Yontif Midirabbanan. We already treat the same in some way as a Yontif, the fact that we don't give eulogies on Pesach Sheni. Now, the problem is this. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that you already may know, and Daf Yotes, and the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel say, but from Megillas Tainus. We don't follow Megillas Tainus anymore, because Megillas Tainus, this letter, this scroll that was kept of days in which we don't fast, the title of the document is a misnomer. It's Megillas Tainus, the Megillah of fasting. It's actually days we don't fast. It's days that we rejoice and we're not supposed to fast. So this document of Megillas Tainus, says the Gemara, is inherently linked to the Beis HaMikdash. Once you don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore, so the days of rejoicing found in Megillas Tainus don't exist, are not applicable. So many of the Achronim ask, then why is it all of a sudden we care so much about Megillas Tainus when usually we don't care about it and it's not really applicable? So the Ramami Pano and the Chubas Mor Ha'olos say that even though there's no more Megillas Tainus, there's still a Yontif that's based on the Torah, because the Torah talks about Pesach Sheni, and there's obviously, the Chazal didn't come up from nowhere. There's such a concept of Pesach Sheni. It existed in its proper form at one time. And yes, it may be the case that Megillas Tainus is not applicable anymore, but Pesach Sheni is still a real event, even though we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. And this is why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it in skipping Atachna and Pesach Sheni, because to say the Mefarshim, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have to tell you to not say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni, because it's obvious. Does the Shulchan Aruch say, don't say Tachnun on Pesach or Shavuos or Sukkos? No, we know we don't say it over there. So the Mefarshim say, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have to say it, answering the question of the Aruch HaShulchan, because it's obvious. It's a Yontif in the Torah. The Torah tells us there's such a concept of Pesach Sheni. So why do I have to be told that there is no Tachnun? Comes with Yosef Shel Nathanson, the author of the Shulam Meshiv and the Ziyad Shul, and he explains that not saying Tachnun on Pesach is a form of Zecher LeMikdash. We're remembering that we once had the Beis HaMikdash, and this concept of not saying Tachnun in davening on this day reminds us, so to speak, that we once had a Beis HaMikdash and the significance. And this is repeated by Rosh Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna in a letter that is printed in the Stei Chemed in Chelek Tes to the author. He says this as well. The Eishel Avram and Kuf Laman Aleph says there's some sort of Ma'orer Zuchuyos. When we don't say Tachnun in Pesach Sheni, it awakens the merits in Shemayim, that Hashem should remember that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash and reflect on the fact that something is missing. And we do this thing in order to remind us that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash and the Korban Pesach as well. Now, Rav Yosef Shaul Nathanson continues, and then he says in the Yad Shaul that even though Megillas Tainus is batal, we still don't give Hespedim on Pesach Sheni. But I want to call your attention to a comment here in the Tosefta in Peret Ches Dalet. And the Tosefta makes the following statement about what's the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So the Tosefta says, Eilu Dvarim Sheshava Behen HaRishon L'Sheni. What's similar between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? HaRishon, by the first one, it says, Set Talmim Zachar Ben Shana. It has to be a sheep that's a year old. It has to be complete and pure. V'Sheni Kiyotzebo, this Pesach Sheni also needs such a korban. HaRishon Namar Bo Al Tochlu Mimenu. No, it can't be raw, ubishal, or cooked, right? And Sheni Kiyotzeba also on Pesach Sheni has to be cooked in the same way. HaRishon Doches HaShabbos, Pesach Rishon pushes aside Shabbos, so we still offer the Korban Pesach even if it's Shabbos. V'Sheni Doches HaShabbos, and also Korban Pesach also pushes aside Shabbos as well. HaRishon Ton Lina, V'Sheni Ton Lina, the leftover Korban has to be left, regarding overnight, so to by Pesach Sheni. And then we say the following thing. HaOse Nechnas V'Shochet Pischo Ba'Zara, V'Yotze U'Maspid Es Av V'Beis Pagi. It tells us that Rabbi Yehuda offered the Korban Pesach, and then that day he went to give a hesped for his father in the area of Beis Pagi. When was that? That was Pesach Sheni. They had the Pesach Sheni, and he went and gave a hesped. So where do we get this idea that you don't give a hesped on Pesach Sheni? When the Tosefta says that he went, not only was it Pesach Sheni, he himself offered a Korban Pesach Sheni, and then he went and gave a hesped. How do you do such a thing? So Professor Lieberman in Tosefta Pshuta, he says that his father was an Adam Gadol. He was a Talmud Chacham. And we know that by a Talmud Chacham, when it comes to eulogies, it overrides the simcha of the day. Kavara Torah, and that's why it's an exception to the rule. But nevertheless, it's a striking source where it says clearly that they did give eulogies in this instance on Pesach Sheni. I saw in the Tshuvas of the Minchas Yitzchak Mechela Gimel, where he says you can't even have a Hakamas HaMatzeva, putting up a gravestone on Pesach Sheni as well.
You can't.
He says you can't. That seems to be a bit of a chumrah, but obviously, I guess if you could reschedule it, then I guess why not?
But after his sacrifice, already Pesach Sheni is over.
But we, by all karbanos, the day has a Simchas Hayom. The day has a... It's a
Yom Tehillat Pesach Sheni.
Yes, that's the whole point. That the well, let's turn to it a little bit more.
Would somebody do Kriya, seeing the Malkam Bidish and Pesach Sheni? If it's Yantif, you wouldn't do it.
It's true. So we have to see. As the Mefarshim said before, it's more of a Zechel Migdash. It's not... They're not saying Tachan is a reflection of the fact that there once was a period where we had.
Then I'm sure most Zechel Migdashes are set and not things that we don't...
So we've mentioned in the past before, there's two types of Zechel Migdash. There's a Zechel Migdash that is meant to say that we're so sad about something. And there's Zechel Migdash where we say, remember what we once had in those days. Like Lulav and Esrog, the Zechel Migdash, all seven days.
That's part of a basic... That's just extending a... And same like Shof, same like Ruv and Eshrog and Matzah, those are just extending a derisive that...
So we've discussed, okay. The Brisker Rav has such a chilek, we've said such ideas before. Let's get down to the details regarding Tachan and Pesach Sheni. So first of all, let's discuss those who feel that you should say Tachan and Pesach Sheni. And this is what your question was before. The Prima Gadim writes in Kuf Lamed Aleph, and he says over here, he says, Masha Kasuva Pri Chadosh, Siv Zayin, Pesach Sheni, Yudal B'Iyar, Ein Nefilas HaPayim. The Pri Chadosh said, you don't say Tachlan on Pesach Sheni, and that's what the Shari Knesset HaGadola said. It's the Ein Minag Eger King. It's not our Minag, says the Prima Gadim. This is not the Minag where he was in Ashkenaz. V'Ide Hekrivu Pesach Sheni, Yechidim Havu. He says, who brings the Pesach Sheni? The individual brings the Pesach Sheni, not the Tzibor. Is anybody here offering Pesach Sheni this year? No, it's not a reflection on the Tzibor. It's not a Korban Tzibor. It's an individual. So he says, why should we all not say, because my neighbor Chaim was late one year and he couldn't get his act together, so he didn't have the Korban Pesach, so I shouldn't say Tachlin because he's bringing Pesach Sheni? What does that have to do with anything? It's a strong argument from the Prima Gadim. And therefore he says, there's no reason to skip it. The Rivo Sefraim Nechelek Aleph and a lot of the Sfarim that bring down the Minhag of the Chazanish, say the Chazanish said Tachlin on Pesach Sheni. And some people want to bring a compromise. Maybe you should not say Tachlin by Mincha on Pesach Sheni, because that's the time they would bring the Korban Pesach. In the morning by Shacharis, then why skip it? Because nothing's going on. But by Mincha time, the Korban Pesach would be being brought. So they say, maybe over there, that would be a more appropriate time to skip, but not at Shacharis in the morning.
But we don't say Tachlin Erev Pesach, do we?
We don't say Tachlin Erev Pesach.
We do Erev Sukkot.
We don't. Not our.
No, because yeah. For that reason, because 10th month, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, so he wants to say this is the time for the Zevach of the Pesach itself. By the Hasidim, so many Hasidim, they won't say Tachlin for 7 days after Pesach Sheni, because all of the Meluim that comes to the Korban, so they'll skip it. You can look in the Hasidim Shesfarim, they discuss these ideas as well. What?
All the what? Meluim?
Oh, the Meluim, right? When you bring the Korban, you have 7 days to make it up. So by Pesach Sheni, technically there's Meluim like Shavuos as well. So, but that's the Meluim by Hasidim. Okay, the Tshuvas Baruch Hashem and Sifchav Bey says not to say Tachlin at the Mincha before Pesach Sheni as well. And the Kesser Shem Tov and the Minhag Eretz Yisrael, right in Eretz Yisrael, they don't say Tachlin by the Mincha before Pesach Sheni. But in the Siddur of the Baal HaTanya, he says that you do say Tachlin by Erev Pesach Sheni. The Chidah and the Matzik Brach and Kuf Lamed Aleph and in the Shari Tshuva write that and Tesva VR, you should say Tachlin, because you don't offer the Korban Pesach on that day. However, the Maharid Al-Ghazi and the Shalmei Tzibur say that a number of places they did not say Tachanun on Tesva V'Yar, and this is the Shita of the Minchas Al-Lazar, the Mukhi Orachayim, and the Talmid of the Arizal. And another reason brought, the Pinchas of Karetz, and the Imre Pinchas, in the Marechas HaMoedim, and Osu Reish Sadi Tes says, you don't say Tachanun Tesva V'Yar back to Rav Yaakov Emden. What did Rav Yaakov Emden say? Tesva V'Yar is the day the month fell. That's the simcha you don't say Tachlin and Tesva V'Yar, because that's the first day the month fell, and that was a simcha for Klal Yisrael. So kind of the same halacha, but coming at from a different angle. What about a Seder? Let's say you need to have a Seder. Is there anything to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach Sheni? So there's a sefer called Bein Pesach Shavuos by Rav Tzvikon. Rav Tzvikon is a rabbi who lives in Bnei Brak. He has these brown svarim. They sell them outside of Letterman's shul in Bnei Brak. They're beautiful svarim. So he discusses if there's an inyan of Chiyav Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim by Pesach Sheni. So the Sfas Emes writes in Psachim and Sadi Hey, there's no inyan of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim by Pesach Sheni, even if you missed the mitzvah on Tesav Nisan. Maybe 1 year Pesach, you didn't have a Seder. Maybe you should make it up by Tesav Iyar, right? Maybe you should recount the Seder again at that time. So he says no, because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chametz Matzah that the whole inyan of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is connected to the day of Zachor Es Hayom, to remember the day you left Mitzrayim. But it's not the day you left Mitzrayim anymore. So what are you doing? So a lot of the Achronim argue on this. There's a Kovetz Pardes, the Pardes Journal, which was a major Torah journal in America. So the editor writes in ER in Tuch Shin Chav Tes, 1969. So he says that he doesn't understand the Sfas Emes, because all of Pesach Sheni is a Zecher to what happened the month before. That the Sfas Emes is picking on people. You shouldn't have a Seder on Tesvav ER and Pesach Sheni because it's not the actual day. Well, it's not the actual day you brought the Korban Pesach either. And it's not the actual day they ate matzah. So the whole thing is a makeup. So who cares if I have a, who cares if I say a Seder a month later? Because the whole thing is a Zecher to what I missed in the first place. That's his argument as well. The Maharal seems to say that there is a Chiyuv on Pesach Sheni in the Geruos Hashem, but it's not so clear. Next, before we get to the main show, which is the matzah. The next thing is, do we have to be careful to not have roasted meat on Pesach Sheni? Right, we're all familiar. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Tav Samach Tes that we're not supposed to have roasted meat by Pesach because it might be confused with the Korban Pesach itself, and we want to have a kudshim, sacrifices outside the Beis HaMikdash. This is something we are well familiar with. Now, the Yafel Lev in Chelekei in Tav Ayin Vav is unsure whether you can have roasted meat on Leil Tes Vav Iyar. The Mishnah in the last parak of Psachim refers to Arvei Psachim. Right? If you look over here on the last source on the first page. The Mishnah refers to Arvei Psachim. So Tosafot there has a famous question. Why does it say Arvei Psachim? The eves of Pesach. There's only one Erev Pesach. So Tosafot gives two answers. And in the second answer, Tosafot says, Inami Erev Pesach Rishon V'Sheni. The Gemara says, right, that you shouldn't eat so much. You shouldn't eat really on Erev Pesach. So you have the stomach to fill the Korban Pesach itself. And then Tosafot says, so too by Pesach Sheni. If you're offering a Pesach Sheni, don't eat so much Erev Pesach Sheni because you're going to have to eat the Korban Pesach. So look here at the Rashash. The Rashash writes something fascinating in the Gemara in Psachim and Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Now, the Gemara there is the source of the discussion of not having roasted meat on Leil Pesach. So the Rashash writes, in the middle of the second line, Hanira li dehachinami kol hatanagan pesach sheni, vaharetam de ein ochun hu demichse kaochal pesach bechutz. We know we don't have roasted meat because we don't want it to appear as if we're having a korban outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Gam be pesach sheni, says the Rashash. Even on Pesach Sheni, he says halacha lemaisa, you cannot have roasted meat. So with the zeh be elu haartzos, in our country, sheinami lachol tzli, in our countries where we come from, we don't have roasted meat on Pesach. So to on Pesach Sheni, you should not have roasted meat. There's a whole hezbro why it's correct. Fine. The Rashash is very interesting, but it's not lahalacha. We don't pass it like the Rashash. And the Minchas Chinuch says there's no source at all of not having roasted meat on Pesach Sheni. And a lot of the Achronim say this as well, but it's an interesting Rashash. It's like a nice Mari Makom you can impress your friends with. But at the end of the day, nothing's in the comfort. You can have roasted meat. You can have a nice roast beef sandwich on next Thursday or Wednesday night. Next, the main discussion is matzah. We all know that many people have a minag to have matzah on Pesach Sheni. So what is the discussion about this? There are certainly no chiyuv to have matzah on Pesach Sheni. That's clear. The Chassam Sofer says as much in the Tshuvas and Chelek Aleph and Kuf Mem. Right? The Pasuk says, al matzah samorim yochluhu. There's only a chiyuv mitzvah when there's a korban Pesach. The author of Lakutei Mahariach is the collection of minhagim that we quoted from very often, Rav Yisrael Chaim Friedman. So not in Lakutei Mahariach, but in a tshuva to another sefer called the Tshuvas Levushei Michlal, He says that it's a minag tzaddikim v'anshei maisa. It's a holy custom to have matzah on Pesach Sheni, on Yudal Iyar, and he has observed that many tzaddikim do this. It's also mentioned in Reb Chaim Palaji and the Gadol Chaim LaRosh as well. Now, for some reason, the minag developed to eat matzah on Yudal Iyar, not on Tesvav. That seems to be strange, because Yudal Iyar, you can't have matzah on a regular Yudal Nisan. So why would the minag develop in such a way? So, the Kli Chemda, look at over here in the last verse on the page. The Kli Chemda writes in Parshas Veschanan, "Uvederech agav echtov l'chvod Torahso v'inyana diyoma mash shamati mikvod kudush kedushas maran sar haTorah shlita." I heard from the Sakachavar. Who's the Sakachavar? The Avnei Nezer, right? So he heard from the Avnei Nezer, "Sheheir al minaga olam sheochla matzah pesach sheni bayom." Why do we have matzah on the day of Pesach Sheni? V'amai ein ochem b'layla. Why do we have it erev Pesach Sheni? We should have it at the night of Pesach Sheni. She'az ha'isiz man achilas matzah imakriven es ha'pesach. Why are all these chassidim having matzah on Yudal Iyar when you don't have the Pesach then? It should be either the day or the night of Tesvav. This is the question asked by the Avnei Nezer. Lekutei Mariach asked this question. The Minchas Elazar asked this question. The Shar Yisachar we'll see in a few minutes. A lot of Acharim asked this question. Why did the minhag develop to eat the matzah on the 14th of Iyar and not the 15th? So we're going to give a number of suggestions. If you go back up over here to the Minchas Elazar, the Munkat Rav has a sefer called the Shar Yisachar on the Moadim. So he asks the same question as well, and he says, I'll say it outside. He says the period between Pesach and Shavuos is a period of hachana, it's preparation. This whole time period, from the beginning of Pesach until Shavuos, is all about preparing oneself for what's about to come, right? The holiday is called Pesach, not Chag HaMatzos, because the Pesach was the preparation for what was going to happen, not the matzah itself. The krav of the Korban Pesach is not on Pesach, right? Isn't that funny? We offer the Korban Pesach, not on Pesach, but Erev Pesach. All these different aspects of the holiday are all about preparation for something that's about to come. And what's Sviras HaOmer? What's it's a one long preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah. And according to the Magen Avraham, the 6th of Sivan isn't even the right day for Kabbalah HaTorah. It's the 7th of Sivan. Why do we celebrate Shavuos on the 6th of Sivan, says the Magen Avraham? Because that's the preparation, the Hachana, for Kabbalah HaTorah. The whole aspect of this period is about preparing for what's going to be. And therefore, says the Minchas Elazar, it's matzim, it's appropriate that we have the matz on Erev Pesach Sheni, because that fits with the theme of preparing for Avodas Hashem and getting oneself ready. Next, the Kli Chemda, let's turn back to him. He gives his own answer. He says, "V'ani amarti she'efshar atamhu, mishum de'emes yesh chashash bal tosif, kishe'ochel matz be'emsa shana." It's going to seem very strange. Everyone's eating a matzah on the 15th of Iyar every single year. What are people going to think? It's a mitzvah. And over time, people are going to forget, and they're going to add a mitzvah to the Torah. The 614th mitzvah is to have matzah on Pesach Sheni. And therefore, he says, that's why we're careful to have it on the 14th and not the 15th, because we don't want to make a mistake. For this reason, this chashash, this fear of it looking like we're adding to the Torah, the Or Chos Rabbeinu writes in Chelek Beis, that the Chazon Ish didn't like the minhag of eating matzah on Pesach Sheni, because he felt it was giving this appearance that we're adding a mitzvah to the Torah. The Ma'aser Rav and Os Kuf Peyal from the Gura felt that matzah should only be eaten the Shein mitzvah on Pesach, because we don't want to give the appearance that there's another time to eat matzah. And the Rivos Ephraim, the Chelek Beis, and Kuf Chavtes writes that the minhag in Litza, Lithuania, is that nobody had, the Litvaks never had matzah on Pesach Sheni. It comes from the Hasidim, and this was not the Minagim Lita. Now, the Tshuvas Divrei Yisrael in Chelek Alf Koflamed revels. So he writes that he's not so convinced about the whole Baal Tosef argument that we're adding to the Torah. He says, there's no issue with eating a matzah after Pesach, because there's only a chiv on the first night of Pesach. And he says, in fact, that's how you don't make a bracha of achilas matzah the rest of the days of Pesach, right? How come you don't have a bracha of achilas matzah after day one? Because there's no mitzvah to eat it the rest of the days. We only eat matzah on Pesach because we don't have chametz. There's no inyan to eat matzah. It's just that we don't have anything else. So what am I being Baal Tosef on?
There's a difference. Because I ate matzah this morning, but nobody dreams I'm eating from nuts. I'm eating for my pleasure. If I would eat matzah
on a day associated with Pesach, I would be consumed. 100%. I hear the arguments. Next, the third answer. This is a beautiful explanation from the Belzerub. Now, on Leil HaSeder, when we eat Korech, right? We have Korech. We all recite the Zecher to what why we eat the Korech, the sandwich with the mar and the matzah. And we all know how it ends, right? Al matzos umorim yochluhu. We eat it with matzah and mar. What's the problem with that pasuk? That pasuk, as we said before, is found by which mitzvah? Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni?
Pesach Sheni.
It's very strange. Why by Leil HaSeder, when it comes to describing the great mitzvah of Matzah Maror, do we choose the pasuk from Pesach Sheni when there's a very close pasuk in Parshas Bo that says almost the same thing, that you should have matzah with Maror? But instead, we go all the way to the pasuk here by Pesach Sheni. So comes the Belzerub, the Sar Shalom of Bells, and he gives a beautiful answer. And he says, we're not making a statement by Leil HaSeder that this is the matzah and the maror that we ate the Korban Pesach with. It's a tefillah. It's a bakasha to Hashem that this year when we sat by Leil HaSeder, we were not able to fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. But Hashem, there's still time. Because if Mashiach would come, we had the Beis HaMikdash by Pesach Sheni, we would be able to eat it. Al matzo sumorim yochluhu. We might still, Hashem, have one more chance to offer the Korban Pesach this year. And therefore we quote the Pesach by Pesach Sheni of Matzah and Maror, says the Belzerub, because we want to daven to Hashem that it should be that maybe in the next month we'll have the opportunity to have the Korban Pesach. And that's the answer brought by the Belzerub. Now, this explanation had caused a bit of a discussion. There is happens to be another discussion. The Sefer Shuva writes in Chelek Beis and Os Tzadik Beis whether by Pesach Sheni can use matzah ashira. Does it have to be regular matzah or matzah ashira? But that's a discussion for later on. When Rav Yosef Shaul Nathanson heard this pshat from the Belzerub, the Sholem Meshiv, he was very bothered. What's the problem? He says the Gemara Msachim says that if the tzibur, if the entirety of Klal Yisrael don't offer the Korban Pesach, there's no such thing as Pesach Sheni. Right? If the whole tzibur is pushed off and there was no real Korban Pesach Rishon, there's no such thing as Korban Pesach Sheni. And the Pesach Sheni is a halacha on the yachid. It's on the individual, not for the tzibur. Right? The pasuk says, Ish ish ki yeh tamei l'nefesh. The individual brings a Korban Pesach Sheni, not the tzibur. So ask the Shaul Meshiv, what's he talking about? If we didn't offer the Korban Pesach 3 weeks ago, by Pesach, even if Mashiach came right now, there would not be a Korban Pesach Sheni, because it's a din in the Yachid. The Tzibur of Klal Yisrael didn't offer Pesach Rishon this year, and therefore we'll have to wait till next year to offer the Korban Pesach. But if there's no Korban Pesach Rishon, there's no such thing as Korban Pesach Sheni. So what is the Belzerub talking about? Asked Rav Yosef Shaul Nathanson. So they sent back this response to the Belzerub, and the Belzerub sent back a rejoinder to the Sholem Meshiv. And he said that if you look in the Yushalmi Msachim in Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, it says that if there's no Beis HaMikdash for Pesach Rishon, and there's a Beis HaMikdash for Pesach Sheni, then you offer the Korban Pesach. So he says that's the Yushalmi. I didn't make it up. The Yushalmi says, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's not the same as, oh, everybody was Tamei. That's true, then there wouldn't be Pesach Sheni. But if there was no building for the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash were to come, says the Yushalmi, you would offer the Pesach Sheni. There's a kasha in this. What's the kasha? If you open up the Yushalmi, you'll see it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas of Yehuda and Chachamim, if that's the case. The Chachamim say, there's no Korban Pesach. And Rabbi Yehuda says, there is Korban Pesach Sheni if there's no Beis HaMikdash. What's the problem? Machlokas, Rabbim, V'yachid. The Chachamim versus Rabbi Yehuda, who should the halacha go like? The Chachamim. So what's the Belzerub talking about when he says, oh, look in the Yerushalmi? That's only one opinion. So I heard a brilliant explanation from Rav David Mandelbaum, who's a big time Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. So he explains as follows. He says that the Arizal tells us that the Asid Lavo, when Mashiach comes, we're going to flip, right? We're not going to follow Hillel anymore, we're going to follow Shammai. This is a famous thing that's repeated very often. When Mashiach comes, the halacha will be like Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel. So there's a similar statement from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said that when Mashiach comes, the rule that we always follow, that the majority beats the individual, that halacha karabim, is also going to become lav dafka. It's not necessarily going to be the case. There will be many cases, says the Gra, that will follow the yachid, the individual opinion, over the opinion of the tzibur. So says Rabbi Mandelbaum, it's perfect. If that's the case, when Mashiach comes, after Pesach Rishon, before Pesach Sheni, what's going to happen? The halacha is going to follow Rabbi Yehuda, the individual, over the chachamim and psachim, and therefore, we're going to bring the Pesach Sheni according to Rabbi Yehuda. A brilliant insight to explain that. Now, based on all of this, we can explain that we eat the matzah on Yud Dalet Iyar to show and pray that there's still actually time to fulfill the Korban Pesach, right? If you ate the matzah on Tesvav, what would you be saying? It's done, there's nothing left to do. But if you have the matzah on Yud Dalet Iyar, you can still say to Hashem as a form of tefillah, Hashem, I'm eating this matzah because I hope at some point, maybe in the next 24 hours, we'll have the chance to offer the Korban Pesach. There's a tshuva in the Kol Mevaser and Chelek Beis and Os Yud regarding whether there's a mitzvah aliyah the regal on Pesach Sheni. You have to go to Yerushalayim on Pesach Sheni, just like you have to go by Pesach Rishon. So he says the two mitzvahs aren't connected. He says aliyah the regal has to do with the tzibur, not the yachid. And there's also a mishnah in Chala. The mishnah in Chala Perek Dal. Now, for some reason, the Kol Mevaser doesn't quote this, but the mishnah in Chala Perek Dal, the Halacha Yud Aleph, says that Yosef HaKohen didn't take his young children to Yerushalayim to offer the Korban Pesach. Because, as the bartender explains, the Pesach Sheni, because he didn't want people to think that if he's schlepping his children and wife along, there's a mitzvah aliyah regal by Pesach Sheni. So the Mishnah itself says this as well. There's no inyan of aliyah regal by Pesach Sheni. Nevertheless, many tzaddikim ate the matzah for Pesach Sheni on Leil Tesvav as well. The time when it would be eaten by Korban Pesach, the Maram Ash writes that his father of David Deutsch would eat the matzah on Leil Tesvav as well. I just want to end with a maisa from the Minchas Elazar, who we quoted a number of times already. The Minchas Elazar passed away on Beis Sivan. Okay? He passed away on the 2nd of Sivan. And his health was declining rapidly as that date was coming. And the Darach HaChaim V'Shalom in Os Tafrei Shlamet Aleph, it records that the last Pesach Sheni of the life of the Minchas Elazar, he gave the following mashal to his household. And he said that the king had banished his son to a faraway land. And in this land, people would make the son of the king whatever he wanted. They knew he's the son of the king, he got special privileges, and they made him whatever he wanted. Omelets, he wanted French toast, whatever it was, continental breakfast every single morning, the king's son was taken care of. As the day of his father's birthday, the king's birthday was arriving, they asked the king's son what he wanted to eat. And the king's son remained silent. And he didn't respond to them. And he sat and he sat and he sat. Why? Because he hoped that on his father's birthday, he would send for his son. And this time, instead of eating whatever they were preparing for him, he'd be able to eat by his father's table and rejoice with his father on his birthday. And as the sun was setting, the child, the king of the sun, came to the realization that he was not going to be called back to his father's house for his birthday. And he became very sad. So he turned to his hosts in his exiled state, and he asked them to make them the same foods that he would have eaten if he was in his father's house on his birthday. Because that would give him a sense as if he was there and feel as if for a moment that he was part of something, even though in reality he wasn't part of something. The nimshal is the same thing by Pesach Sheni. The people take the matzah on Pesach Sheni because they want to recognize that we are banished from the king's palace. And for a few moments, we want to taste, just for a little bit, the possibility that maybe we're sitting at the king's table. Even though, as the sun is setting on the 14th and the 15th of Iyar, we may feel as if it's not going to happen this year, and maybe it should be, and Mashiach should come before then, and then we can decide the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. But if it doesn't, we sit at our table, missing the king's table, hoping that for a moment, as we eat the matzah, just a taste, a little bit, as if we were there, having the matzah of the Korban Pesach. The Minchas Elazar then turned to his wife and asked her to prepare something made for matzah and a little bit of matzah so he too could participate in the Sudas HaMelech. We should be all be zocha to eat by the Sudas HaMelech in Yerushalayim with the Beis HaMikdash. Amen. Amen.